This is the Sakar Merli of the 24th of April, 2025. Essence, sweet children, in order to become part of the Rosary of Victory, constantly remember the Father. Do not waste your time. Pay full attention to this study. Question: what request does the Father make of his children? Answer: sweet children, the Father requests that you continue to study well. Maintain the honour of the Father's beard. Do not perform any dirty act through which the Father's name would be defamed. Do not cause defamation of the true Father, the true teacher, and the Satguru. Promise that you will remain pure while you continue to study. Song. Having found you, we have found everything. The earth, the sky, everything belongs to us. Om Shanti. Who sang, having found you, we have found the kingdom? That is the kingdom of the whole world. At present, you are students as well as children. You know that the unlimited Father has come to make you children into the masters of the world. You are sitting in front of him and studying Raj Yoga. This means you have come here to study. You are studying to become crown princes and princesses of the world. This song is sung on the path of devotion. It is in the intellects of you children that you will become the emperors and empresses of the world. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. The Supreme Spiritual Teacher sits here and teaches you spirits. You souls understand with the senses of your bodies that you are sitting in this place of study in order to become world crown princes and princesses. You should have so much intoxication. Ask your hearts, do we students have such intoxication? This is not a new matter. We come to the Father every cycle in order to become the crown princes and princesses of the world. As well as being the Father, he is also the teacher. When the Father asks you what you will become, you all say that you will become the Sun Dynasty, crown princes and princesses, or Lakshmi and Narayan. Each of you must ask your own heart, am I making sufficient effort for that? The unlimited Father has come to give us the inheritance of heaven. He is our Father, teacher and guru. Therefore, he would definitely give the highest on high inheritance. See whether you have the happiness of studying today and becoming crown princes and princesses tomorrow. This is now the confluence. At present you are on this side and studying to go across to the other side, to heaven. You will go there when you have become full of all virtues. 16 celestial degrees full. Ask yourself, have I become worthy enough for that? It wasn't a matter of just the one devotee, Narad. You were all devotees. The Father has now liberated you from performing devotion. You know that you have become the Father's children in order to claim your inheritance from him. You have come here to become crown princes of the world. The Father says, continue to live in your households. Those who are in the stage of retirement do not have to live in a household. Brahma Kumars and Kumaris do not have a household. They have a student life. Students remain celibate while studying. This study is very elevated, and you have to remain pure while studying and for all time. After having studied, whilst remaining celibate, they then indulge in vice. Here you remain celibate and study this full study. The Father says, I am the ocean of purity, and I make you this too. You know that you remained pure for half a cycle. You made a firm promise to the Father. Baba, why shouldn't we become pure and become the masters of the pure world? He is such a great Father, even though the body he takes is very ordinary. The soul has intoxication. The Father has come to make you pure. He says, you have been indulging in vice and have now ended up in a brothel. In the golden age you were pure. Radha and Krishna were a pure princess and prince. Look at the rosary of Rudra and the rosary of Vishnu. After the rosary of Rudra comes the rosary of Vishnu. The Father explains, in order to enter the rosary of victory, first of all, constantly remember the Father. Do not waste your time. Do not become monkeys chasing after those shells. Monkeys eat chickpeas. The Father is now giving you jewels. So what would your state become by continuing to chase after shells or chickpeas? You would go to Ravan's jail. The Father comes and liberates you from Ravan's jail. He says your intellects must renounce all bodily relations, including those with your own bodies. Each of you has the faith that you are a soul. The Father says, I enter Bharat every cycle. I come and make the people of Bharat into crown princes and princesses of the world. He teaches you so easily. He doesn't say you must come and sit here for 4 to 8 hours. No. While living at home with your families, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me. You will then become pure from impure. Those who indulge in vice are called impure. It is because the deities were pure that their praise is sung. The Father explains, the happiness here is temporary and short-lived. The sannyasis rightly say that happiness is like the droppings of a crow. However, they don't know how much happiness the deities have. The very name is the land of happiness. This is a land of sorrow. No one else in the world knows about these things. Only the Father comes every cycle to explain to us and to make us soul conscious. Consider yourselves to be souls. You are souls, not bodies. You are the masters of your bodies. Your body is not your master. Whilst taking 84 births, you have now become Tamo Pratham. Both you, the souls, and your bodies have become impure. By becoming body conscious, you committed sins. You now have to become soul conscious. You have to return home with me. The Father says, in order to make both yourselves, the souls, and your bodies pure and clean, remain man above. The Father freed you from Ravan for half a cycle, and you are now being given that freedom again. For half a cycle, you can rule freely. There aren't even the names of the five vices there. Now follow Srimat and become elevated. Each of you must ask yourself, to what extent do I have vices? The Father says, first, constantly remember me alone. Do not fight or argue. Otherwise, how would you become pure? You have come here to make effort, to be threaded in the rosary. If you fail, you will not be threaded in the rosary. You will lose the kingdom every day. You will then also have to repent a lot at the end. A register is kept for other studies too. One's character is also examined. This too is a study. Wake up early in the morning and study on your own. You have to go to work during the day, so you don't have time then. People perform devotion early in the morning. This path is of this knowledge. In devotion, while worshipping, their intellects remember one bodily being or another. Here, you remember the Father, and you then start remembering your business, etc. Your sins will be cut away according to how much you remain in remembrance of the Father. When you children have become totally pure from your efforts, the rosary will then be created. If you do not make full effort, you will become part of the subjects. If your yoga is good, if you study well, and you transfer your bags and baggage to the future, you will receive the return of that in the future. When someone makes a donation in the name of God, he receives the return of that in his next birth. The Father says, I have now come to you directly. Whatever you do now is for yourselves. People make donations and perform charity indirectly. That is how they help the Father. At this time, you help the Father the most. You know that all of your money will be destroyed. Therefore, why not use it instead to help the Father? How would the Father establish the kingdom otherwise? We have neither an army nor weapons. Everything here is incognito. People give an incognito dowry to their daughter. They lock the suitcase and put the keys in her hand. Some give a dowry with a lot of external show, whereas others give it privately. The Father says, "You are brides. I have come to make you into the masters of the world. You help in an incognito way. You souls know that external splendor is worth nothing. This world is vicious and impure. The world population has to grow. Souls definitely have to come down. Because the birth rate is increasing, they calculate that there won't be enough food. They have devilish intellects. You children have now received godly intellects. God is teaching you, so you should have a lot of regard for him. You should study so well. There are many of you children who have no interest in studying. It should be in the intellects of you children that you are being made into crown princes and princesses by Baba. The Father says, now follow my directions. Remember the Father. You repeatedly say that you forget. If a student repeatedly says that he forgets his lesson, what would the teacher do? If you do not remember, Baba, your sins can't be absolved. Would a teacher have mercy or give blessings to all his students so that they can all pass? There is no question of mercy or blessings here. The Father says, study. Carry on with your business, etc., but it is also essential for you to study. Become Satapratthan from Tamapratthan. Show this path to others too. Ask your heart, how much do I help the Father? How many others have I made similar to myself? The picture of the Trimurti is in front of you. This is Shiv Baba and this is Brahma. This is what you become through this study. You will become this again after 84 births. Shiv Baba enters the body of Brahma and makes Brahmins into these deities. You now have become Brahmins. Now ask your hearts, have I become pure? Am I imbibing divine virtues? Have I forgotten this old body? This is an old shoe. When you souls become pure, you will receive first-class shoes. You will leave your old costumes and put on new ones. This cycle continues to turn. Today he is in an old shoe, and he wishes to become a deity tomorrow. You become crown princes of the world for the future half-cycle through the Father. No one can snatch that kingdom away from us. Therefore, follow the Father's Srimat. Ask yourselves, how much do you remember Baba? And for how long do you spin the cycle of self-realization and enable others to do that? Those who do something will receive the reward of it. The Father teaches you every day. Everyone receives merlis. Acha, even if you don't receive them, you have been given the 7 days course. This knowledge has entered your intellects. At the beginning, a Bhati was created. Some were strong, but others were weak. And so they left because of the storms of Maya. Some remain pure for 6 to 8 months, and then they become body conscious and destroy themselves. Maya is very powerful. You were defeated by Maya for half a cycle. If you are defeated now, you will lose your status. There are many levels of status, number-wise. Some will become kings or queens, some will become advisors, and some will become subjects. Some will have palaces of diamonds and jewels. Even some subjects are very wealthy. They have palaces of diamonds and jewels. Here, the government is in debt to its people. Therefore, are the people wealthy, or is the government wealthy? The saying, in the land of darkness, the blind are the rulers, applies to this time. You children should now have the faith that you are studying to become the crown princes of the world. Does one forget at college whether one is becoming a barrister or an engineer? Some have storms of Maya as they continue to move along, and they thereby stop studying. The father makes one request of you children. Sweet children, if you study well, you will claim a good status. Maintain the honour of the father's beard. If you perform any dirty acts, you defame the name of the father. Those who cause defamation of the true father, the true teacher and the Satguru can never claim a high status. At present you are becoming like diamonds. Therefore you should not chase after shells. When Baba had a vision, he quickly discarded all the shells. He thought, if I am to receive a kingdom for 21 births, what would I do with these? So he gave them away. I am claiming the kingdom of the world. You also know that destruction has to take place. If you do not study now, it will become too late, and you will have repentance. You children will have visions of everything. The father says, you called out, O purifier, come. I have now come into the old world for you, and I am telling you to become pure. You fall into the dirt again and again. I am the great death of all deaths. I will take all of you back with me. The Father comes and shows you the path to heaven. He gives you the knowledge of how this world cycle turns. This is unlimited knowledge. Those who studied in the previous cycle will come and study again. You will also have visions of that. You should have the faith that the unlimited Father has come, that God, whom we worshipped so much and longed to meet, has now come and is teaching us. We should at least meet that God, our Father. If you had this firm faith, you would come running to meet him with so much happiness and enthusiasm. This is not a matter of cheating. There are many who neither become pure nor study. They simply want to come to Baba. They just come here to look around. The father explains, you children have established your kingdom in an incognito way. Become pure, and you will change from Tamopratan to Satopratan. Only the Father teaches you Raj Yoga. All the rest are Hatha Yogis. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father. Have the intoxication that you have come to the unlimited Father to be made into crown princes of the world. Therefore, follow Srimat. Maya is such that she breaks your intellect's yoga. The Father is powerful, and Maya too is powerful. For half of each cycle, there is the kingdom of Rama, and for the other half, there is the kingdom of Ravan. No one knows this either. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Constantly maintain the intoxication that you are studying today and that you will become crown princes and princesses tomorrow. Ask your heart, am I making enough effort? Do I have that much regard for the Father? Do I have an interest in studying? 2. Become an incognito helper in the Father's task. Transfer your bags and baggage to the future. Do not waste time chasing after shells, but make effort to become like a diamond. Blessing. May you become double light and experience the subtle region by keeping your mind and intellect free from your own dictates. Simply keep your power of thought, that is, your mind and intellect, constantly free from your own dictates. Then, although you are here, you will clearly experience the scenes and scenery of the subtle region, just as clearly as you see the scenes of this world. Do not burden yourself in order to experience this. Give all your burdens to the Father and become double light. Your mind and intellect must always eat the food of pure thoughts and never eat the impure food of any wasteful or sinful thoughts. You will then remain light of any burden and be able to experience a high stage. Slogan: put a full stop to waste and make your stock of good wishes full. Aviat signal: remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. If, while moving along, you fail or experience some difficulty, the reason for that is that you become just a helper and do not consider yourself to be God's helper. Do not separate Kuda, God, from Kidmat, service. Since the very name is Kuda Kidmatgar, God's helper, then why do you separate the combined? Constantly remember this name of yours, and service will automatically be filled with God's magic. Om Shanti.